Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Jesus Christ, open your mouth and talk to God. Talk to him that you don't want to live here the same. It is his word that will create your world. It is his word that will bring a transformation into your life. Open your mouth and talk to God right now. Raise your voice and give him praise. I love that song. Keep playing it. We give you praise, Holy Spirit. This is your time. This is your season. This is your moment. Have your way and do the work that no man has ever done. Holy Spirit, I ask you to take over. Brood over this atmosphere as the word of God is being released. Let the word of God begin to make creation. Let begin to create. Let begin to transform. Impact. Let your word begin to bring change that we've always wanted to be. We thank you, Holy Spirit, and we bless your name in Jesus, the blessed name. And let the people of God shout a big amen. As you take your seat, put your hands together in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. We give God the praise yet for another day to receive from the Lord. Amen. And this morning, a morning that is preleading to our 40 days of fasting and prayer. And I believe many of you are already set and ready for an encounter this morning. Hallelujah. All right, so I want to talk a little more about what is set for us and what God is about to do. And I want to talk on the subject, the supply of the Spirit. The supply of the Spirit. Actually, that is going to be the theme for our 40 days of prayer and fasting. Amen. The supply of the Spirit. Philippians chapter 1, verse number 19 is going to be our anchor scripture. Philippians chapter number 1, verse number 19. Is going to be our anchor scripture for the 40 days journey. Amen. And this is what Paul said. Later I'll be giving you exposition on this particular scripture. But Paul said that, for I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Amazing. Praise. Father, we thank you for your word in Jesus' name. Amen. We are looking at the prophetic theme for the year, Spirit-driven. Now, when you use the Spirit-driven, it means that you are talking about the person, Holy Spirit. But then when it's Spirit-driven, then we are talking about the energies of the Spirit released in us in order to move. In other words, we are talking about the strength, the power that the Holy Spirit releases that drives us on, even to the point where God is leading us to the right places of our lives. We have understood from scripture that immediately Jesus was validated and immediately Jesus Christ was revealed through baptism. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove, and in whom I'm well pleased. Amen. Wow. We believe that such an acclamation should lead Jesus to a better place. But the next verse says that, and the Spirit driven him into the wilderness. Wow. What or why did the Spirit drove Jesus into the wilderness? In order to fulfill divine plan. In order to walk in that which God has earmarked for Jesus to do. There comes a time that we need to go through certain situations and certain times in our lives so that God can work on us. So that God can take the very things that are not good, that are not right, that are of selfishness out of our lives so that we can fulfill divine destiny. Praise God. So we believe that when the Spirit drives us, it drives us to the right places. It drives us to the right places. When the Spirit drives us, it drives us so that we can get to the right destination. In other words, so that we can fulfill God's purpose for our lives. So among other things, we must understand that when you are being driven by the Spirit of God, what happens is that you are going to be at the right place and at the right time. Because the Spirit, when he's driving you, directs you and leads you to the right place of your life. The Bible says that there are ways that seem right unto the man, but the end thereof leads to death. There are ways we take that leads to, wrong destination. It leads us to a place where we don't want to be. There are decisions we make in life that ends up becoming a trouble or pain for us. But when the Spirit is leading by his power, he takes you to the right place and at the right time. Praise God. Among other things, what the Spirit does is that it also shows you the right thing to do. When you are being driven by the Spirit of God, it shows you the right thing to do. The right thing to do in this life is what gives you joy. Many people are frustrated and confused and perplexed in life because they are doing or they find themselves doing what? The wrong things. The right things you do is what brings you joy. When you are fulfilling divine plan, it brings you joy. You are excited about what you do. So when the Spirit drives us, it means that we are going to do the right things that God wants us to do. And then again, when the Spirit drives us, we are also going to be right among the people God has ordained to support us. Right people. So if somebody asks you, what does it mean? Your team is Spirit-driven. It means that the Holy Spirit is going to empower us and drives us to the right places at the right time, doing the right thing and with the right people. Is somebody here with me? So this tells us that when we are being driven by the Holy Spirit, life becomes easier and life becomes simpler. Whenever a man is being driven by the Holy Spirit, life becomes easier and life becomes simpler. Praise God. There are no difficulties because the Holy Spirit is the one who knows you. He is your spiritual, biological parent. As a matter of fact, he's the one who gave birth to you. He knows the path of your life. He knows the journey that you are supposed to take. He knows the things that you do not know. The Holy Spirit guides. The Holy Spirit ministers to us in so many ways. He speaks to us at every point in time. The Bible says that you will hear a voice behind you saying that this is the way, walk in it. The Holy Spirit is the one that God has ordained to help the believer. And how does he do that? He does that by his power that drives us. His power that drives us. So even though he leads us, he still drives us with his power. Amazing. Praise God. This year, expect the Holy Spirit to drive you. As you avail yourself to him, as you give up your will, as you surrender your life to him, he's going to fill you with his power, and his power is going to drive you on into the right places of your life. Sometimes what may not be right at all. The Holy Spirit knows the best places and the best things in life for us. And as we unveil ourselves to him, he's going to lead us on to the best place. At the end of the year, you will get to your expected end in Jesus' name. I said you will get to your expected end in Jesus' name. Now, it is important for us to understand that the Holy Spirit, when he drives us by his energy. By his energy. By his energy. And this energy needs to be supplied. This energy of the Holy Spirit that drives us on and propels us into the right place at the right time, doing the right thing with the right people, is an energy that propels us. And the Bible says in Philippians chapter 1 verse number 19, gives us of how the Holy Spirit gives us and gives us the energy. The Bible says that for I know that they shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So understand this in the first instance, that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And it is important that the Spirit of Jesus Christ always supplies us energy. And we call it the supply of the Spirit. Now, we must understand that what gives energy to vehicles is the fuel that we put in. What gives energy to many of these locomotive instruments is the energy or the fuel that is placed in. And anytime you see your fuel gauge coming down, it's like your drive cannot move. Or the machine or the vehicle cannot get to your destination. Praise God. But then we thank God for a God who always gives us supply and releases energy so that we can get to the right places and at the right time with the right people. And this year, that is what the Holy Spirit is doing in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now we must understand, he said that, for I know that they shall turn to my salvation. Situations only turn through the supply of the Spirit. Change only takes place in a man's life through the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. When the Holy Spirit begins to supply you energy, it brings change, it brings transformation, it directs, it leads, it guides, it's God. There can be no change, there can be no turnaround if the Holy Spirit does not supply. For I know this will be your testimony within the 40 days of fasting, that you will come to realities that the supply of the Spirit is bringing transformation. Come on, the supply of the Spirit is turning things around. The supply of the Spirit is changing you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, two things that I want us to look at from this scripture. Two things that I want us to look at from this scripture. Number one, it is important to note that prayer is what provokes the supply of the Spirit. Prayer is what provokes the supply of the Spirit. Prayer is what provokes the supply of the Spirit. And remember, in Jesus' case, the Bible says that when all the people were going to pass, that Jesus also going to be baptized and was praying. Jesus was praying. Jesus was praying in Luke chapter 3 verse 21. When Jesus was going through baptism, he was praying. And by reason of the prayer, the Bible said the heaven opened. And as the heaven opened, the Bible said that the Holy Spirit descended upon him as what? Like a dove. Hallelujah. And there came a voice. Now, we can only provoke the supply of the Spirit through prayer. There is no way that the Holy Spirit will supply you energy without what? Prayer. And he said that, for I know that this shall tend to my salvation through what? Prayer and the supply of the Spirit. Come on, go back to Philippians 1:19. He said that, for I know that this shall tend to my salvation through what? Through what? Through what? And the supply of the Spirit. Praise God. Number two, the supply of the Spirit is what turns and situation around. The supply of the Spirit is what turns things and situation around. So even as prayer provokes the supply of the Spirit, it takes the supply of the Spirit to also turn things around. And in the next 40 days, God is going to turn situation and people around on this very altar in the name of Jesus Christ. For things to turn, we must first turn to God. For things to turn, we must first what? Turn to God. And how do we turn to God? We turn to God through prayer and fasting. Praise God. We turn to God through what? Our prayers and our fasting. Our turnaround begins with our turning to God. Our turnaround begins with our turning to God. Praise God. And one thing that we do that is to turn to God is when we come before God in prayers and in fasting. Praise God. In this season of 40 days, it is very important that our prayers are going to provoke the supply of the Spirit. And the supply of the Spirit is what's going to turn every situation around. In this year, whatever must change will change by the supply of the Spirit. Any transformation you need must come by the supply of the Spirit. Because when the Spirit comes, things turn around. Praise God. In Isaiah chapter number 32, verse number 15, say that until the Spirit be poured. Until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest, until the Spirit be poured. So the outpouring of the Spirit is what turns us from wilderness into fruitfulness, and from fruitfulness into forest. Praise God. Where the trees cannot be counted, where the environment is so blessed and thick, I see God taking somebody to that level in Jesus' name. Your life is receiving transformation this year in the name of Jesus Christ. It is by the supply of the Spirit that the Holy Ghost effects any change in our lives. Any change. Anything that has become so, embedded and that has become so to deal with. Any change that we need in our character, any change that we need in ourselves, it is by the supply of the Spirit that those change takes effect. Hallelujah. So this morning, as we stand before God, what we need to do is to turn to God for an encounter. Praise God. We must turn to God through prayer. And as we turn to God through prayer, change will take place by reason of the supply of the Spirit. Hallelujah. It is important that a man does not just turn to God in prayer. There must always be preparation. There must always be all preparation. There must always be preparation to meet our God and important, as we turn to God, we must prepare to meet our God. As we turn to God, we must be prepared to meet our God. Amos chapter 4, verse number 12. Amos chapter number 4, verse number 12. This is very important. He said, therefore, thus I will do unto thee. This I will do unto thee, O Israel. This I will do unto thee, O Miracle Manor Church. This I will do unto thee. Put your name there. And because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet. Hallelujah. Are you really listening to what I'm sharing with you? Because of the change, the turnaround, the testings, because of the things that I, the Lord, am willing to do, that be through the supply of the Spirit, he said, do what? Prepare to do what? To meet your God. To meet your God. To meet your God. To meet your God. These 40 days are going to be the days of meeting our God. Having an encounter with God for the things that he is yet but sure to do in our life. Somebody is blessed. It is important for us to understand that every genuine encounter with God opens a new chapter in a man's life. Every genuine encounter with God opens a new chapter in a man's life. Every genuine encounter with God opens a new chapter in a man's life. When a man prepares himself to meet God through prayer, there are, and the supplying of the Spirit opens a new chapter in a man's life. We saw it in the life of Jesus as an example. The Bible says that immediately the Spirit drove him. A new chapter was open. A new chapter was open. Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And afterward, the Bible says that, and the fame of him spread abroad. Hallelujah. A new chapter will be open for you after your encounter with God in this season, in the name of Jesus Christ. We have example also. Abraham had an encounter with God at the age of 75. A new chapter was open to him, or was open to his life. Maybe you have grown in years. Maybe you have grown, you think that your time has passed. Remember last month we talked about it. You may have passed the time, but you have not passed the age. No, you may have passed the age, but you have not passed what? The time. Abraham, 75 years. 5 years, man, do. Thinking that all was gone. Nothing seems to be working. But when he had an encounter with God, a new chapter was opening in his life. This month, this season, in this year, let a new chapter be open for you. Life is like a book. And it's made up of chapters and it's made up of pages. In this season, as you encounter God, may you have a new chapter in your life in Jesus' name. In Genesis chapter number 12, verse number 1 to 3, we saw how God encountered Abraham. And from that day, his life was never the same. Remember, Abraham had no child. Even though Abraham was living a normal life, God says, I will still bless you. I will still do what? The kind of blessing God wanted to give to Abraham was not the things he already had, but a blessing that will transcend to generations. A blessing that will travel. A blessing that Jesus would have to even die for. So that all of us can be called the seed of Abraham. Your amen is weak. I pray that may God bring a blessing in this season that is going to go beyond you. That will go beyond your generation to come. In the generation unborn, in the name of Jesus Christ. We also have another example in Exodus chapter 3, verse number 1 to 10. Exodus chapter 7, verse 1. Exodus chapter 11, verse 3. Moses also encountered God at the age of 80 years. He encountered God at the age of 80. Let me tell you, who told you that you have passed time? You may have passed the age, but you haven't passed time yet. An encounter with God is opening a new chapter. At the age of 80, Moses, before 80, Moses was still struggling. As a matter of fact, he had killed an Egyptian. And then at the age of 40, is what this happened. Then he ran away and stayed with his uncle. And stayed there for another 40 years. Because he was afraid that whenever he comes back, he will also be killed. Until he had an encounter with God, his chapters were closed. This new year, may God open a new chapter for you by virtue of an encounter with the Lord. Somebody's blessed. We also saw a man in scripture called Gideon. Gideon encountered God as he threshed wheat in the field. And we know that Gideon was a man who was afraid. He was a weak person. But then an encounter with God turned him into a mighty man of valor. A man who was hiding from the enemies now has been titled a mighty man of valor. I don't know your fears. I don't know the things that are threatening you. But an encounter with God is going to empower you and strengthen you to overcome every fear of your life. Oh, come on. I wish I'm talking to somebody here. An encounter with God is going to give you strength to overcome all your challenges, all your fears, and all your troubles. In the name of Jesus Christ. That is in Judges chapter 6, verse number 1 to 14. We know of Peter, a mere fisherman. He had an encounter with Christ. And from that moment, he became a generational fisherman. Peter, a common fisherman. And those days, even like today, when you go to a typical Ghan area, the fishermen are fishing. And it's like that, even at that time. So Peter has been in that business for many, many years, right from his childhood. And these are people that you will not even select or choose to join your team. If we want educated men, if you want people with qualification, you wouldn't talk about Peter. But when he encountered Jesus, hallelujah, the man who was a fisherman now became a generational soul winner. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that your situation is turning in the name of Jesus Christ. A new chapter is opening. You are going to become a fishers of men, irrespective of your qualification, irrespective of your academic laurels. God is still going to use you. God is going to make a way for you. God is going to open a door for you. You are moving from that level to another level via an encounter. By the supply of the Spirit, there is a change. And before the change, prayer is what provokes it. And as prayer provokes it, we must understand that you prepare to meet the Lord. You prepare to meet the Lord. Because when the Lord shows up, everything heals. Everything must change. When the Lord shows up, the situation does not remain the same. In this season, I see God showing up in your life. I said, I see God showing up in your life. If you are the one, shout hallelujah. We can talk of Paul, the apostle, encountered Christ, the chiefest apostle. The Bible says that he emerged as the chief. He emerged as the chiefest apostle out of the chiefest of sinners. Paul was the one who was persecuting the church. He was everywhere trying to the disciples and the apostles from spreading the gospel. He supervised in killing Stephen at that moment. And many of the apostles were killed because Paul was after the church. Praise God. But then when he encountered God, a new chapter was opened. I want you to see this year as God opening a new chapter for you. No, come on. I wish I had the right people with faith. Last year is gone. Last week I told you, behold, God says he will do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Now it springs forth. Now it springs forth. Now it springs forth. Shout, a new chapter is opening for me. In the name of Jesus, right? That is in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 9. How the Apostle Paul encountered Christ, the chief of apostles. How weak you are. I don't know the weakness, the things that you have been struggling with. But today, and this season, as you encounter God, every weakness is weaknesses are going to be laid aside. Strength is going to come, and you're going to do more for God than you did before. Your amen is weak. Now the question is this: how do we encounter God? How do we encounter God? How do we encounter God? Number one, it is important for us to understand in Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 14. Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 14. Hebrews chapter number 12, verse number 14. It is important. I hope you are following the message. That it takes prayer for us to provoke the supply of the Spirit. And in prayer, we encounter. But we must prepare to encounter God or to meet him. Praise God. Now, are you there? Now, the Bible says that follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man will see the Lord. So, in our quest to meet the Lord, in this all prophetic prayer and fasting, one thing is important. That is your holiness. 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 Now he says, it requires a lifestyle of holiness. How do you encounter God? It requires a lifestyle of holiness. Praise God. Number two, how do you encounter God? Jeremiah chapter number 29, verse 13. Jeremiah 29, verse number 13. Jeremiah 29, verse 13. He said that, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with your heart. With what? With what? With what? He said that you shall seek me. So moments like these are moments of seeking. Moment of seeking. Moment of seeking. The prophetic fasting are moments of what? Seeking the Lord. Seeking. And anyone who seeks the Lord finds him. He said, you shall seek me and you will find me. Praise God. When ye search for me with all your heart, not some of your heart, not some portions of your heart, in this season, anyone who will seek the Lord will find him. And how? When you seek him with all your heart. It's not when your attention is divided. It's not when you are looking or doing some things and still want to seek the Lord. It's an all heart searching. It's an all heart searching. Lord, this year, I want to have an encounter with you. I want a new chapter to open in my life. I want of the Spirit. Oh God, a new chapter. A new chapter be open. A new chapter be open. And just as the people I've mentioned had an encounter with God, even at their old age, and even at the time when they have given up, even at the time when they were afraid and they were weak, God came through for them, in the same way, God will come through for you. I said, God will come through for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, how do you encounter God? Number three, how do you encounter God? By giving your life to the service. By giving your life to the service. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. Exodus 23, verse 25. By giving your life to the service. Exodus 23, verse number 25. Bless thy bread and thy water, and I'll take sickness away from the midst of thee. Hallelujah. The Lord shall bless thy bread and thy water, and will take sicknesses away from the midst of thee. How? By reason of your service. The Lord will visit you. And how would you know the Lord is there? He will bless your water and bread. He will bless your water and bread. In an encounter with God, he takes away sicknesses and diseases when you are committed to his work. When you are what? Committed to his work. In this season, anyone who wants to see God, commit yourself to the things of God. Commit yourself to the things of God. Commit yourself to the things of God. And you will definitely see the Lord. Somebody's blessed. I said somebody's blessed. For this reason, that God wants us to meet him. He's calling us. In these 40 days, it is meeting or an appointment with God for the year. It is an appointment with God. Morning session, that is dawn session, mid-morning session, evening session, an appointment with God, Father. And all that we are praying is not, we are not praying for things, for mundane things. We are not praying for shoes and clothes. We are not praying for cars and buildings. We are not praying for husbands and wives. All we are praying for is the supply of the Spirit. Because when the Spirit is supplied, he will always possess in you. I told you, you will be at the right place and at the right time. The right place will be the career God wants you to do. The right place will be the place where God has prepared somebody to bless you. The right place. Because the Spirit, when he drives you, will take you to the right person God has for you to marry. Let me tell you, even though God does not choose, but the Spirit of God drives us to the right place, to the right people. I'm telling you, God will not choose for you, but his Spirit will drive you. And when you see the person, you know that this is the person. This is the one that God has chosen for me. So it is my mistake. When through prayer and fasting, you start praying for husbands. Bible says we should seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto us. The supply of the Spirit. Hallelujah. In this season, God says, I'm going to fill you up. 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 You're going to receive more. If a man does not have the Spirit of God, is none of his. In fact, anyone that does not have the Spirit of God, you are not a child of God. The Bible says, as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Before he leads, he drives. Before he leads, he drives. It is his energy that drives you to follow him. Are you with me? Am I making clear distinction here? So in this season of 40 days, you have an encounter with God. My prayer for you is that you will not become like Esau. Your army is weak. I said you will not become like Esau, whom for a muscle of meat sold his birthright. A muscle of meat. Tell somebody a muscle of meat.
What do I mean by that?
A muscle of mpotomapenkwai.
Praise God. We must beware of selling our birthright to our belly, like Esau. And when I say this, you must understand in Genesis chapter 25, verse 21 to 27, and then again to 29 to 34. The story is there. But Hebrews chapter 12, verse 16 is what sums it up. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 16. Let me quickly read it for your hearing so that it will help you. Now the Bible says that let there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one muscle of meat sold right. For one muscle of meat. For one muscle of meat. Do you know a muscle of meat? Like this. A meat that is like this. Because of this, he said, oh, what at all is in Peninie? What do I do with being the first or the eldest? After all, it doesn't give me food. Being the first doesn't give me food. How many of you have said some things like that? That being the first does not give me food. Now the Bible says that there was no one who was a fornicator like that of Esau. And throughout the Bible, I've made a little research and I found that there was no way that, Esau fornicated like we know fornication to be. But when he was able to succumb to pressure and take the lesser thing instead of maintaining that which is valuable. When we are not able to forgo that which is present and transient to, in order to that which is lasting or everlasting, we become fornicators. When for pleasure's sake we lose what is valuable in order to have pleasure for a moment. Are you understanding me? That is who a fornicator is. He could not sustain hunger. Because at the end of the day, he was hungry. The brother had made food. You know the story already. The brother had made food and said, well, give me some of your potompoto. He said, as for this potompoto, before I will give you, then from today, let's agree that you are going to be the eldest. I'm going to be the eldest and you will be the younger. He said, after all, what is an elder for? What do I gain? Does it give me food? You take it and give me what? Put on. That day, Esau lost his birthright. Wow. Do you think Esau would have died if he had held on to his position and place and said right for the food? Praise God. There is a birthright on your life this year. This year, God wants to drive you by the supply of the Spirit. And you must meet God in your preparation. And by so doing, you must understand that God wants you to fast and pray. Now, what does fasting do? Fasting in itself does not benefit much. As a matter of fact, it is a vehicle that we sit in order to get to our destination. Praise God. Everyone may have a destination when you are traveling, but you need a car in order to get there. Are you with me? Fasting is more or less like a car that we sit in. It is a means to an end, but it's not an end in itself. Are you with me? It gives us the ability to pray one way or the other. Our spirit is strengthened so that we can communicate with God. That is what fasting does. Are you understanding me? And in this season, God is going to strengthen you and empower you to be able to fast in Jesus' name. Somebody is blessed. We are starting, God willing, tomorrow. I want every one of you who wants to see a new page open in your life, don't take this for granted. Don't see this as Pastor Obed and his business, but see this as an encounter with God for a new chapter to open for you. This year must not be the same as last year. You must be different this year than you were before. I told you last week that the path of the just is like what? A shining light. And it shines more and more unto a perfect. pray for you that may God cause this. I don't just come by responding with amen. If it was just by that, then things would have been much easier. Are you understanding me? It comes on the altar of pressure. It comes on the altar of what? You must put pressure on yourself to meet God. You must put pressure on yourself to what? Meet God. By fasting, we let go of the flesh and we allow the spirit to search. The Bible says that for such that the Father is seeking for, those who worship him in spirit and in what? In truth. So it is our spirit that communicates with God. Anything God wants to do, he will first of all touch or release it in your spirit. So if your spirit is not right with God, if your spirit is not linked with God, if you are not connected with God with your spirit, there is nothing that God can buy. Even if God wants to do, you will not know and see it, and therefore you will not tap into it. Many of you have missed great opportunities of life. You have missed the direction the Holy Spirit was driving you in. You have missed some opportunity that could have blessed you blessings and taken your life to another level. All because your spirit was dull. Your spirit was inactive. It was passive. God could not speak to you. The way was there, but then you were walking on other ways because you did not know what the Spirit of God was telling you. I pray that in this season, may your spirit be sharpened up. I said, may your spirit be sharpened up. And the Spirit of God will drive you. Somebody is blessed. I want to encourage every one of you. You will not die when you fast. I said, you will not die when you fast. Can you tell somebody you will not die when you fast? It rather builds you up. It builds you up. It makes you get closer. You see, if you want to see God, you don't see God with eating and drinking. Many of you who cannot rise up to pray is because of the kind of how much you eat. Whenever you eat too much, you can't pray. I'm telling you, you can't pray much. You are always dull. Eating will deny you of many spiritual what? Blessings. Some of you don't want to hear fasting. That is why your life is where it is. Are you with me? But I see a new chapter opening for you. Your army is weak. I said, I see a new chapter opening for you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of a living God. Somebody's blessed. Kindly be on your feet. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
We trust that you've been blessed with the Word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, Manor Fed, Manor Satisfied.